I saw miles and miles of Texas, all the stars up in the sky. I saw miles and miles of Texas, gonna live here till I die. Miles of Texas, right now. All night long, gonna live here till I die.
Well, coming, as we said, to the Center for the Arts in Grass Valley and Nevada City music event this coming Sunday night. It's going to be Asleep at the Wheel along with Country Cricket. They're going to be celebrating a CD release, Asleep at the Wheel. Well, they're always celebrating. At least that's what I hear. Is that true, Ray Benson?
Good morning.
And you folks have been together now since the early 70s, and you're still kicking out this country swing.
Yeah, we are. I started the band in 1970 and lived in the Bay Area until we moved here to Austin in 73, end of 73. And although the personnel have changed over the years many times, it's always Asleep at the Wheel.
Indeed. Now, over the weekend, though, I think you added something to your resume that maybe you hadn't had before, and it had to do with something that at a large stadium and halftime of the Texas-Arkansas game.
Yes. Yeah, yesterday or Saturday we played with the University of Texas Longhorn Band, all 350 of them. We did Miles of Texas that you just heard, and Boogie Back to Texas with the Longhorn Band at halftime.
And was that a first for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And did you ever think that you'd ever be out playing with a 350-piece orchestra in front of 70,000 or however many there were, raging Texans?
Yeah, I dreamed it, you know. It was a dream. Actually, you know, in high school I played tuba in the marching band, so. I was very much into it. But, yeah, there's that. And then the big honor that you probably don't know about is the day before Grass Valley, or 2 days before, I'm getting the Les Paul Award at the Tech Awards, which is for producers and engineers of the studio variety. And I own a couple studios and produce records, and they are honoring me with the Les Paul Award, which to me is about as big a deal as there is, because Les Paul's one of course, every guitar player's hero.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. You see, we had a source that sort of revealed that to us.
Really, because it's kind of
someone inside the Country Cricket, to be point in fact.
But, Cousin Cricket, yeah.
Cousin Cricket, I'm sorry. I think the two of you, you two groups, maybe played together way back when.
Yeah, 25, 30 years ago. You know, we used to play at the Harris Casinos up there. And they used to come, and we have a lot of our drummer's brother lives in Grass Valley, Dave Sanger. His brother Rick lives up there, and my old friend Johnny Gerton, I know, lives in Grass Valley, does he not?
He certainly does.
And then, of course, one of the famous University of Texas football players spent a bit of time, Ricky Williams, up there.
He did?
Yeah, he's one of our heroes for many reasons.
We're speaking with Ray Benson here, the founder and guitarist, and one of the singers in Asleep at the Wheel. And why do you think this music has lived on?
Well, it's I think because of its uniqueness, obviously, and because of its honesty and its funkiness. You know, it's got great. It's Americana music, for one thing. This is definitely music of America. you won't be mistaken there. And it's that great cross fertilization of four or five different kinds of music. You know, fiddle music, country music, jazz, swing, and blues. You know, and put it all together in this. America's all about, in that, you know, we're called the great melting pot. I have a as if we're not really a melting pot, I kind of see this as a tapestry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because a melting pot, everything turns gray. You know, you just throw everything into a pot, it'll just turn gray.
Yeah, and the of course, that talking sort of about the artistry of it, the business side of it, I read an article that in the New York Times about you that was in maybe a year or so ago, and it seems like that's something that maybe you're a real example for other bands, at how you've sort of transformed your music and adapted to the situations that you don't have to have a large record company and you don't have to have number one records. You can survive on a strong base of fans, many of whom will be willing to come see the concerts and buy albums from you directly.
Yeah, and like I say, and we are very lucky that we diversify the different I don't even know what to call them, but shows that we have, in that. We do everything, you know. We're a dance band. If we have a dance hall, we're a dance band. If it's a concert hall, we're a concert. If it's a theater and we have enough, then we do our play, A Ride with Bob, which is a theater production. And if it's an intimate setting for whatever thing, I'll sometimes do a trio or a quartet, or do a little even different kind of show.
And I think you mentioned in the article that having this theatrical vehicle exposes you to a whole crowd that probably has never hit the dance hall scene.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't want to go. We just had the Austin City Limits Music Festival here, which is a big festival, 65,000 people a day. On Saturday, we'll be at the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival, and these things are it's very. It's rigorous to go to them. A lot of our older fans are not going to park a mile away, walk through dust, and stand up for 5-6 hours to see six or seven bands. You know, so the theater experience is a lot more. You know, you park the car, you walk over, you go into theater and sit down. So that's been good too. But we like it all. You know, like I say, the diversity of it is what keeps me interested.
And point in fact, it certainly will be a different contrast between the Austin City Limits Festival and the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival with its tens of thousands of attendees, and then you folks up here next Sunday night at the Center for the Arts, which is probably around 300 seats or bodies. I'd say that's a lot different, and I don't think and anyone who parks a mile away was lost.
And I'd say that the folks in Grass Valley are getting a better view of Asleep at the Wheel.
and that's also a chance for your drummer to probably say howdy to his brother.
Right.
And Dave has been in on our show here once or twice. Once talking about his Route 66 project.
Yeah.
And then I think through he and his brother up here, they had some female singer they thought was just really good and said, hey, she's coming in that area. Could she sing a couple songs on your show? And we said, sure. And lo and behold, now she's not only a member of your band, but married to Dave, Elizabeth McQueen.
Yep. You know, I've had girl singers. In fact, Marianne Price, who was with Dan Hicks, she was with me. Of course, Chris was with me for years. But the... you know, she just, her voice just fit what we do, and it was a very happy coincidence.
We're speaking with Ray Benson. He is the founder and guitarist and leader and one of the singers in Asleep at the Wheel, which I think is interesting. You had said that you guys were living in the Bay Area in the early 70s and then moved to Austin. I guess that was out of some of the influence of Willie Nelson.
Yeah, two people, Doug Somm and Willie Nelson. Of course, Doug was the famous Sir Douglas of the Sir Douglas Quintet. And he and Willie both were good friends of mine and convinced me that, yes, we could make a living playing in Texas, you know. And that was great.
And in fact, I was just seeing that you were mentioned in an article. There was an article about Californians moving to Austin and whether it was a good idea or not. And somebody cited you and said that, and I think you were used as an example in the article or something.
Yeah, we lived in the Bay Area and love the Bay Area. The determinant was there was a big scene then and now here in Austin, Texas, which was so much more compact than the Bay Area scene, which was incredible. But as you know, we would go from from Colfax and Grass Valley all the way down to San Luis Obispo, and trying to make a living down there, and it was really tough. And then we were also 3,000 miles from the East Coast, but mostly it was the scene down here and the fact that that Western swing music was still remembered quite fondly down here. And people said to me, they said, why did all these musicians move to Austin in 1972, 3, 4, around then? I said, well, rent was like $100 a month and pot was $10 an ounce.
And, okay, there's two reasons.
I was doing a thing with Michael Dell of the famous Dell Computers, and after I said that, he looked at me kind of funny.
Uh-oh. Well, I know that you list, well, obviously, Bob Wills, Count Basie, Moon Mullican, Hank Williams, Louis Jordan, and Willie Nelson as musical influences, and I believe you guys are doing an album with Willie Nelson.
Yeah, we're really, really excited. Willie's been a great friend for 35 years, you know.
He was starting to getting a lot of that New Orleans sound in him in the last couple of albums or so. Here, you guys going to bring him back to Austin?
Absolutely. This record is a Western swing record. Bob Wills, of course, is the most famous one, but there were dozens and dozens of incredible Western swing bands all through California. And in fact, I'm not going to be able to make it, but the Sacramento Western Swing Hall of Fame is having a big event and wanted me to come down, but we're going to be in Grass Valley. The music was, you know, all over the place. So Bob Wills was kind of like the Elvis Presley of Western Swing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So on this album, Willie, having grown up on this music, said, let's go do, you know, Milton Brown, Cliff Bruner, Spade Cooley. All of the different bands had great songs, and so we've done a lot of them, and basically Willie's our lead singer. We have three horns and whatnot, and in February we're going to do a tour. Right now it's just East Coast, but I'm going to, I think, try to convince Willie to take it all over the country.
Had you recorded with Willie before?
Oh, yeah, dozens of times.
I was thinking so, because, you know, it seemed like if you hadn't, that would have been the violation of some sort of musical principle, because...
Well, the old joke was, has he been through the alphabet yet? Let's leave the deals next.
I've
produced Willie on his projects with different people. Gosh, I produced a record with a cut with him and Toots and the Maytals. I produced a cut with him and Bruce Hornsby. I produced a cut with him and Sleep at the Wheel many times. We're just very good friends, and I just am a huge, you know, fan of his.
Now, do you have your life divided in the sense that you know, you're out on the road obviously a fair chunk of time, and then you've got these other side projects that you've done, and then I imagine you also have downtime. Is time management an issue?
Yeah, you know, I got ADD, so I'm fine. One or the other. I did a record on the gal, I hope you've heard her, Carolyn Wonderland. She's an incredible singer, guitar player from Austin. And her album's got, in fact, we just taped the Austin City Limits television show with Carolyn, and I played guitar for her. But I just get up early and stay up as late as I can and go from one project to the other. And I do a lot of nonprofit work here in Austin and in Washington, D.C., trying to.
Now, I also saw, yeah, real recent, speaking of that I believe it was maybe for the Red Cross that you and the First Lady of Texas were the honorary chairs of some event down there. And
we've
I'm going, hey, he's
things.
Getting up there.
We've done a couple things with Mrs. Bush. I want to make it very clear.
Okay.
We also, I think, are the only band that Barack Obama has sung with. And Barack sang with us When they had the debates here with Hillary Clinton, and we did a fundraiser for Brock, and he came over and sang Boogie Back to Texas with us.
And one of his favorites.
Yeah, he was great. And what's really interesting is he went to Occidental College along with Dave Sanger, our drummer, and my old bass player.
I didn't know that Dave had gone there, and the son of one of my best friends went there. Just went there recently, and I just keep seeing how Occidental College keeps popping up here and there.
I don't know. I went to Antioch College for one year.
And the Barack Obama is that on YouTube or anything?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Probably everything's on YouTube, right?
Exactly, and it was for many. It was on CNN and everything, and so I'm sure it's still lingering around. It was great. He's of course we're big supporters of Barack, and it's a funny deal because we knew the Bushes because they lived here. And never voted for them, but knew them and their families and everything. So it was kind of weird not being able to support somebody you knew.
We're speaking with Ray Benson from the Sleep at the Wheel, and now this article here, the New York Times article, I believe they've got you in some pretty good size shoes. Is that true?
Size 16 boots, baby.
Oh boy! Excuse me. I said shoes. Where the heck was I thinking? And I guess it makes sense that somewhere I think on your website, maybe you were interviewing yourself. I don't know, but you said that you'd like to have Bill Walton should play you if a movie's made about your life.
I finally met Bill. He was totally unimpressed with who I was, but I'm a big fan of his.
And for Bill Walton being a basketball center,
looked a lot alike back when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
And I could dunk the ball.
No. Regret not being a pro basketball player?
Pardon me?
I said, do you regret not being a pro basketball player?
No, hell, I quit my senior year in high school. I had broken my four fingers and two thumbs, and I was playing guitar, and I said, the hell with this.
I think you probably made the right choice.
Yeah, I got
and music fans across the country applaud you for that very choice.
Yeah, and there was no way I would have made it as a basketball player, so I'm very, very, very content. I started when I was 9 as a musician. My sister and I had a folk group, and so I was destined to play music.
A folk group, huh?
Oh yeah. Well, this is nice.
Did you have a fancy name?
The Four G's.
The Four G's. Okay.
It was the Three G's: guys, gals, and guitars. And then I joined them. And they just call them the Four G's. but it was kind of funny. It was one. You know, we did like Kingston Trio kind of stuff. And,
From the folk scare.
Yeah, the great folk scare. Well, we were kids. You know, we were very cute, but. It was just the ability to stand on stage, you know.
And unfortunately, there's nothing on YouTube of that.
No, and in fact, I wish we had something. We made some recordings, but they evidently got lost.
They'll be discovered sooner or later.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well. Boy, and when you do that, 24 CD set, say.
Really? Well, they did do a box set, but it's been discontinued, which was really cool that Capitol Records did.
Well, again, you're going to be over at the Center for the Arts in downtown Grass Valley with Cousin Cricket. They're coming up. They're having a CD release party, and it's nice of them to invite you guys to come and hang out with them. Don't you think?
Oh, they're old friends of ours. Like I said, we played with them in Grass Valley. Was there a museum there, an agriculture or something?
There's a Victorian Museum. My guess is that may be where it was.
Yeah, that's where we played. It's got to be 30 years ago. And so the return of Asleep at the Wheel, much much anticipated return of Asleep at the Wheel.
Yeah, but I think when Dave was here, the two of us were talking about how great it would be if we could somehow get the county fair here to bring you guys in as their headliners some year.
We'll look forward to it.
Because the cross appeal would be just wonderful.
We specialize in that, as I told people. That's what we pride ourselves in, that this is something, a band that you can take your 6-year-old or your 90-year-old to, and we'll find great commonality.
And another thing that we ought to just point out, Sleep at the Wheel, was the first group that we did a co-broadcast with a sister station up in Chico, California, about a year or so ago when you were over at the Sierra Nevada Brewery at the Big Room. And we got to test our equipment and actually bring, you were practically on the, I guess, on the community radio network of Central and Northern California.
Well, we're big supporters of public radio of all kinds, everything NPR, PRI, whatever all the different initials are, and really applaud you guys keeping the best radio in America on, seriously, because most of radio is a vast wasteland these days, and you guys all over the country are the ones that really bring people what they want, both in news, community, and music.
Yes, sometimes the definition of on commercial radio of country music defies language that can't be spoken on the radio, I suspect.
Well, we always say, what country? But it's, that's just commercial music is commercial music, and as is evidenced by the lineup in the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival, there's dozens of incredible groups that do not get played on mainstream radio, but the people of America demand to hear. So we're very fortunate about to have people like y'all, playing the great music that is being made.
Well, Ray, we thank you very much for taking time to talk with us here this morning. And
my pleasure. Well, I reckon to say enough of this talk. Get back to some music.
I think we might just do that. And again, with Cousin Cricket, they'll be in a small, intimate venue called the Center for the Arts over in Grass Valley this coming Sunday night. And you can get more information on the concert by going to NevadaCityMusicEvents.com. Or giving the Center for the Arts a call at 530-274-8384. And I'm sure that there'll be more folks all week long celebrating the fact that Sleep at the Wheel is going to be here in our very own county. And we appreciate you taking time from your schedule today.
And tell Cousin Cricket, thank you for, they made all the arrangements and have set this up, and we really appreciate them going the extra mile.
All right, and we'll let you get back to, all the activities in your office there. I know the New York Times saying that you've got an MBA that's helping you out now or something like that.
Well, it's a little different because Peter is an MBA, but he also was a bass player and a fiddle player for Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys. So.
Uh-huh. So he's got the practical experience then.
That's
see?
Right.
Yeah, no wonder you liked his resume, and of course you were going,
Exactly.
All right. Well, we thank you very much again, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, guys, and we'll see you when you get up there.
All right. Ray Benson from Asleep at the Wheel. KVMR FM, Nevada City.
Checkmate now, boys. Tell them all about it.